From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker, and this is World News This Morning, Saturday, April 3rd, 1982. Good morning. You're hearing more about the Falkland Islands these days than you've ever heard before. Those tiny dots of land off the coast of Argentina, British writer Samuel Johnson once described as islands thrown aside from human use. But Britain and Argentina may go to war over them. The Falklands, suitable mainly for raising sheep, have been a British colony for 150 years. But yesterday, Argentina invaded and seized the islands. British reaction was swift. London immediately severed all relations with Argentina, and a large naval task force was dispatched to the Falklands, although it's going to take some time to get there. And Prime Minister Thatcher told an emergency session of the Parliament today that she had frozen all Argentine assets in Britain. More from Barbara Raffaelli in London.
The uproar in the House of Commons, which greeted Prime Minister Thatcher's explanation of how the Argentine invasion of the British colony was allowed to happen, will only be slightly soothed by her announcement that Argentine assets here in Britain have been frozen. About four times as much is invested by British banks in Argentina than is invested here by the Argentinians. British exports to Argentina were about $400 million in 1980, while Argentine exports here to Britain were about $204 million. As a trading partner with Britain, Argentina ranks as low as Turkey and Algeria, about 42nd on the list, and behind other Latin American countries trading with Britain, like Brazil and Chile. Barbara Raffaelli, ABC News, London.
I'll have more after this.
Oh, my back!
Vivian, how many times have I told you not to turn a mattress? Now you have a nagging backache, and Jimmy's coming home from college tonight.
Oh, what a morning.
Okay, now just sit there, dear, while I get the Doane's pills.
Doane's pills? Of course!
Good advice. For temporary relief, get Doane's pills and get the better of a backache due to simple overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Here's Jimmy's bus now.
I hate to think of the shape I'd be in now if it weren't for Doane's pills. And you, Henry.
Gosh, our 30th reunion's coming up soon.
You'll be the youngest-looking gal there.
Not with these age spots on my hands.
I've heard about a cream that fades those spots.
Porcelana?
Yeah.
I've been tempted to try it.
Do it.
Porcelana Fade Cream. Rub it in daily and watch those age spots start to fade in just 6 weeks for many women.
We'll be at the reunion soon.
Notice my hands?
You're wearing your class ring.
Because Porcelana faded my age spots.
Porcelana. When results count. Use only as directed.
A freak spring storm spawned 36 tornadoes yesterday in 8 states, from Texas to Minnesota. The unofficial death toll overall stands at 25. The hardest hit city was Paris in northeast Texas, a city of 23,000 people. Newsman Bob Bridgman of information affiliate WBAP in Fort Worth has more.
The grim search continues for more victims of the devastating tornado that ripped through Paris, Texas. Already 9 deaths have been confirmed, 8 in Paris and 1 in nearby Dodge City. At least 140 others were injured, many of them seriously. Rescue workers from numerous Texas counties have joined in the search and rescue, Bob, sifting through the rubble in hopes of finding people who remain unaccounted for. Hundreds were left homeless by the tornado, Bob. Authorities say damage estimates will be in the multi-millions. Much of the town is still without utility services, and repair crews remain busy. Bob Richmond, ABC News.
The U.S. used its veto power at the U.N. Security Council twice yesterday. First, the U.S. vetoed a resolution calling for non-intervention in Nicaragua. Later, the U.S. rejected another resolution which called on Israel to reinstate 2 Arab mayors recently fired from their jobs in towns on the occupied West Bank. An Israeli diplomat was wounded this morning when the young woman shot him as he left his Paris home. Neither the diplomat or the woman has yet been identified by French authorities. The new concessions contract between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors continues to win the approval of the rank and file, but the support is nowhere being unanimous. A Michigan local where 1,000 workers are laid off rejected the pact by 20 votes yesterday. An overnight air-sea search failed to turn up any sign of a U.S. Navy cargo plane missing over the Mediterranean. The plane with 11 people on board disappeared from radar screens yesterday near the coast of Crete. This is ABC News. A report from the Congressional Budget Office says the Navy, in order to meet its goal of 600 ship fleet by 1990, will have to spend $25 billion a year. That's almost triple the present authorization for shipbuilding. Meanwhile, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Clement Zablocki, says the U.S. should use economic power, not increased military power, to push the Soviet Union into negotiating arms reductions. Zablocki says he is personally for a strong defense, but the Illinois Democrats, his military muscle alone, will not bring the Soviets to the bargaining table. This is World News This Morning. National forecasters call for scattered thunder showers today over the central Atlantic coast. Some showers also in central New England, the Ohio Valley, and lower Great Lakes area. Snow today in the upper Great Lakes. Rescue workers in southern Mexico, are combing villages isolated for 5 days by debris from an erupting volcano. Several thousand people are still unaccounted for. The known death toll stands at 15. ABC correspondent Stephen Gear watched the eruption last night.
And we've just seen lightning at the base of the cloud just above the crater. And it's an awesome sight now. That cloud continuing to rise and move toward the east. It's directly over my head, and I can turn and look toward the east, see the moon over the hill, and the cloud continues to move. It's gray and churny, tumultuous, and it must be, 25,000-30,000 feet in the air by now. Stephen Gear, ABC News, watching El Chichon erupt in southern Mexico.
Mexican President Jose Lopez Portillo is to tour that area by helicopter later on today. He'll talk with local farmers about the effects of the falling ash and debris. Earlier, one local official declared the current growing season there a total loss. U.S. military maneuvers continue in the Mojave Desert of Southern California, and on tap for today is what's called a violent and very rapid assault with live ammunition involving the U.S. Marine Corps. ABC's Bob Serkin has details from 29 Palms, California.
It could be even more dangerous than jumping out of an airplane. 10,000 Marines are spreading across the Mojave Desert to play war with live ammunition. The Marines will oppose each other in mock battle, firing tanks and heavy artillery. Close air support will be delivered by F-4 and A-6 attack planes, dropping live bombs and napalm. It's the continuation of Exercise Gallant Eagle, a readiness test of the Rapid Deployment Force. Despite the deaths of five Army paratroopers earlier this week, the Marines say they will stage their portion of the exercise exactly as planned. Bob Serkin, ABC News, 29 Palms, California.
The Illinois Appellate Court has refused to reconsider its decision returning young Walter Polovchak to the custody of his parents. Polovchak is a Ukrainian youngster who ran away from home rather than return to the Soviet Union. That happened in July of 1980 when his parents decided to return to the Soviet Union after immigrating to Chicago the previous January. The 14-year-old Polovchak is currently living with a foster family. His parents went back to the Soviet Union last summer. The attorney for Walter's father is expected to appeal to the Illinois Supreme Court. There's word from Detroit that the problem with rear axle failures in GM cars is much less than previously reported, but remains a substantial problem for the giant car maker nonetheless. ABC's Howard Koenig has the story.
According to a well-placed Washington source, the alleged defect that causes rear axle failure in GM cars affects 1.2 million cars, rather than the 5.3 million originally reported. The problem is due to an incorrect machining process in one of three plants which built axles for GM's 1978 through 1980 rear-wheel drive intermediate models. Apparently, Washington has details needed to call the parts defective and turn their investigation into a recall if General Motors doesn't volunteer repairs. That isn't likely at this point. A GM spokesman says they don't feel the problem presents an unreasonable risk. Howard Koenig, ABC News, Detroit.
Call it a sign of the times, Ma Bell has cut off phone service on 250 lines for city offices in Highland Park, Michigan. That's because the Detroit suburb is more than $50,000 behind in their phone payments. The shutoff by the Michigan Bell Telephone Company left 35 lines for police and fire services and a few administrative offices in the city of 28,000 people. The phone company says it sympathizes with the city's money problems, but adds it really wouldn't be fair to the company's other phone customers to allow service to continue. And that's World News this morning. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.